Our next presenter is Juan Zuallos. I hope I have not butchered the name. And let's welcome Juan Zuallos.
Thanks for the opportunity to present. I was almost kicked off of the presentation. So. Okay, well, I was here on time. Oh my God. Okay, so before I start, I want to acknowledge my colleagues, Dr. Parigi, Torres, and Matei from the University of Puerto Rico. So, first of all, contemporary data that we use in a daily basis are extremely important for several issues, including the health assessment and planning purposes, where we are going to allocate our resources, personnel, funding, and so on. However, the availability of current mortality data, as we all know, lags several years. As a matter of fact, for example, for Puerto Rico, that's the data that I'm going to be presenting now, even though I'm now at Florida International University in Miami, for 2015, where we did all the data analysis that I'm going to present, was recently available, the annual mortality data, only for 2010. So there's a big gap of information. However, utilizing some statistical projection techniques, we can employ and have the estimates, as we all also know. So the objectives of this presentation would be to assess the historical trend of mortality due to two diseases that are the most prevalent diseases, ischemic heart disease and cancer, and also to forecast cancer and ischemic heart disease mortality figures for 2011 and 12 period, and again, looking more to the future for 2018 and 2022 period in the Puerto Rican population. So in terms of what are the kind of methods that we utilize, first of all, we used historical data from 1994 to 2010, and these are age-adjustable multiple cause of death per 100,000 population and with a prediction of 50% interval probability for Puerto Rico. And we calculated utilizing a Bayesian method for the what we call the APC, age, period, and cohort dynamic model for longitudinal data. We calculate basically two types of predictors or estimates. One is the short term, for, as I said, for 2011 and 2012, and these were based on the annual data. In addition, we use and we are going to predict the 2018 to 2022 predictions based on quinquennial data. So these are two different things. Also, given the difference that we found in terms of gender, we utilize differences, men minus women for each study period. So I apologize for the font size here for some reason shrunk. But here in the vertical axis, we have the mortality rates per 100,000, and these are the years. And this presents the gender of the age-adjusted categorical annual fitted data utilizing the 94 to 2012 historical data to predict ischemic and cancer disease by sex. So we have here the men with cancer. We have here men with ischemic heart disease in blue. And the two other colors correspond to ischemic heart disease for women and women with cancer. And as you can see here, for the predicted 2013-2014, these are the predicted figures. So this is quite different from the previous slide because, again, here's mortality rate per 100,000, but in the period, we're using period and not annual data. So this is the quinquennial data that we use in order to predict by gender and by disease the different the different data. And finally, this is the difference, as I said, men versus women of the two diseases, cancer and ischemic heart disease. And this is, again, from 1994 up to the 2013 and 2014. Let's see also the difference that we have men minus women of age-adjusted historical, that 1994 to 2012, and the mortality rates that go predicted for the 2013 to 2022, predicted models for both cancer and ischemic heart disease. As you can see in this graph, I mean, very the time trends decrease in terms of cancer overall, and ischemic heart disease actually decreases even more. So in conclusion, looking at the models, we can see that the APC model that we use accurately predicts the cancer and ischemic heart disease mortality trends by gender, utilizing the two diseases, cancer and ischemic heart disease, in the Puerto Rican population. And also, as you saw in the graphs, the gender difference will decrease and even equalize, you know, women with cancer will have a higher mortality rates by 2018-2022 period than men and women combined in ischemic heart disease. So while ischemic heart disease we are seeing that goes down, cancer stays very pretty much stable. And actually, we are predicting that in that particular population of Puerto Rico, women with cancer will have higher mortality rates as compared to men and women with ischemic heart disease. And so the determinants for cancer in women should be a priority for public health and obviously clinical research. We have heard some very nice interventions this morning that point out that perhaps smoking or cigarette smoking may be one of the big causes. So that was a short presentation. Any questions that I may answer?
Tim from Alabama. I was just curious if you're able to use that technique to find out the hot spots for cancer as well as the heart disease.
These are all cause mortality, and we also divided only the ischemic heart disease and the cancer. But yes, in a sense that we can extrapolate that to other or specific cancers, for example, within women,
right.
And also for a specific cancer among men, I think it wouldn't be a difference between prostate cancer. I think that that's what is going to be highlighted, as well as breast cancer for women. And I think this is a technique that only kind of solely done in terms of mortality, but could be expanded, for example, for the BRFSS. We have BRFSS since 1984 in several states, and we're working specifically on that. So thank you. It was a good question. Okay, next presenter from Miami.
Thank you. Thank you so much.